This is Jonathan Brimer, and I own and operate Select Shades, located in Atlanta. We are a small chain of retail sunglass stores based in 5 states and growing. And you are listening to Small Biz Florida from the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org. Or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast. It's all things business across the state of Florida. And as all of you know who've been tuning in and listening, the recent episodes and segments of Small Biz Florida are coming to you from the 10th Annual Small Business Leadership Conference right here at the JW Marriott in beautiful Orlando. It's been an incredible event. We're kind of cranking up our Friday morning here at the event, last day of the event. Have another great lineup of very powerful speakers presenting on very current and timely topics in the area of small business. And again, all these topics are bring a lot of value and information to a small business owner and operator. It really has been an incredible program. The Small Business Leadership Conference is put together and facilitated and hosted by the Jim Moran Institute at Florida State University. I am Tom Kindred. I'm the host of Small Biz Florida, and I also serve as the regional director for the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College. And the SBDC Network, which operates all across the state of Florida, is a primary sponsor of this incredible small business event. So as we have been talking in the past to some incredibly informed speakers, we have one of those great speakers with us right now, Mr. Charles Render. Welcome to Small Biz Florida, Charles.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for getting up so early this morning and coming down and being with us.
Of course.
Charles, you own and operate a company called Render Analytics.
That is correct.
So just a little background, obviously don't need to tell small business owners and operators about the topic of data analytics, but of course it has become a critical topic across the business world. Whether you work with a major corporation or our small business community or a nonprofit entity, understanding the big data and business analytics is an increasingly important and desired skill. So that was the purpose and point of the presentation that you're going to give today or you have given here at the Small Business Leadership Conference. But I want to start, Charles, with just a little bit of a background on you. I think a high point for me is that you're a University of Florida grad. You're a Gator.
Go Gators.
Go Gators, absolutely. So, Charles, give us a little background on you and your pathway to opening and starting Render Analytics.
Yeah, absolutely. After I graduated from the University of Florida with my master's degree, I went up to New York City and I did the big business life for a while, the corporate life, working data analytics for a few of the big Fortune 500 companies. And I realized I didn't really like it very much. And I wanted...
Charles, how could you not like New York City, man? Come on, the city that never sleeps. A young guy like you?
Well, the city was fun, but it takes its toll after a while.
Yes, it does.
And also, I really realized I wanted to work with smaller companies mostly and do my own thing and really help companies leverage data analytics for themselves. I think it's really important. And we're kind of seeing this transition right now from it sort of being a tool that really only the big companies could use.
Yeah.
To something that is really democratized and something that even small companies, one-person companies can leverage to help their business.
Yeah.
So it really has been a great experience so far.
Yeah, and that is an excellent point. You know, so many small business owners really think, oh, damn, data analytics, big data, what's really in that for me? And I want to talk about that in just a minute. But talk to us about about your presentation. What was in the presentation? What was kind of the goal of the presentation?
Right. So we had a great presentation yesterday. I don't want to brag, but I think we won the breakout session with the most turnout.
I'm gonna check the data on that, Charles. Yes.
So basically, it was just an introduction for small businesses who want to learn a little bit more about it, get the basics, because it is sort of a buzzword that is overwhelming to people. They know they need it, but they don't know what it means, and they're scared. So it was really there to quell their concerns and explain the basics, answer their questions, explain some practical use cases for how they could use data analytics within their business, right, even if they didn't have the financial resources right now to really fully invest.
Well, so answer that question for me. How does a small business use data analytics? What's really in it for them? Where's the value?
That's a great question. So the answer is there is not inherent value. So you could invest in data analytics and it'd be a failure. You know, you don't necessarily get the return on your investment if you're not doing it in the correct way, if you're not investing in the correct way. The value comes if you are tactical in the questions that you're asking and the ways that you act on the insights that you're getting. All data analytics is saying, let's take all the information that we're collecting, the information about our customers, our transactions, our partners, our suppliers, our operations, and let's run statistical analysis on this information and see what conclusions we can draw based off trends, patterns, and whatnot. So how does a small business take advantage of that? It could be as simple as understanding the traffic on your website and how they're entering your website, where they're coming from, and saying, okay, how can we get more high-quality traffic based on the trends that we already understand? It could be a simple question just like that.
Charles, that sounds incredibly valuable for a small business owner. And help me understand, too, most small business owners, maybe one thing they don't realize is they're really already collecting some data. I mean, they've got, even the smallest of businesses probably have some Excel spreadsheet with their customers. Maybe some medium-sized businesses have a CRM where they're collecting. So they've already got some data to maybe glean some information. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. If you use Excel, then you're technically a data analyst. You just didn't realize it.
My gosh, I'm a data analyst. Yeah. I'm going to put that on my card.
Right. On your resume.
That's right. I'm going to put that on my resume. But I think you're so right. I mean, I don't think, you may have answered the question, but there is real value in this understanding. How do I drive more traffic? What preferences do my customers have? So there's a direct connection to this to potentially increasing revenues. Is that a fair statement?
It's the whole point, I would say. Right. If you're not thinking about it in terms of how this actually effectively improve my business performance, then you're not thinking about it in the right way.
All right. And how does one's small business social media strategy tie into all this? Facebook, Twitter, have my webpage. I mean, awful lot of, collection points there and touch points there. How does all that come into the strategy?
Social media is a huge part of data analytics right now in the business space. Digital marketing is basically powered by data analytics right now for most players in the game. And even if you don't think that you're using data analytics in your social media presence, you're wrong. I mean, if you use Facebook ads, for example, then to leverage that correctly, you definitely want to use data analytics because you want to make sure you're targeting the right people. You want to make sure that you're creating a network where people return to your website and that they're actually taking you up on your calls to action, whether that's go to your website, right, make a purchase. So social media is a huge part of it.
And how about psychographics? I mean, you know, these groups that form onto Facebook. Is there a way for a small business to leverage that kind of marketing strategy?
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook specifically has a lot of different data at its that you can leverage at your disposal if you know how to look for it. The problem is it's not always intuitive, and you don't always know what to look for. And you don't know the questions to ask. So, which is where a person like me comes in the equation.
Exactly.
So basically it's really important to be able to leverage social media. But I would go farther. I would say that you should start, most people, they start there. They start with, how do I improve my website performance? How do I improve my social media presence? But you could do anything. You know, you could use data analytics on your operations data. You know, how do I make my business run more efficiently?
Right.
And if you know, again, you kind of made a great point earlier, which is you don't even realize that you're collecting data, but you are. And right now I'm actually working on a small business that's going to, it's really more of a startup. It's called Analytics Box. You can check it out at analyticsbox.net. And the point is for users who really have this problem, right? They're starting, they don't really know where to start. And what we do is you connect to all of your data sources that you don't even realize that you're collecting data, including Facebook. So you can collect your, you can connect to your Facebook ads account. We'll, it's one click. You can connect to that data, and then we'll generate questions and answers that we think will be important to your business based on your custom data. So for example, you might not know the right question to ask, but my partner and I do. We started this together. And so we might say, you might not know to ask on Facebook, how do I more effectively target my users? We know to ask that, and we'll take your custom data and we'll generate text-based insights for you that basically give you that answer without having to stress yourself out with all the technical jargon and having to read tough charts and graphs. It's really meant for a small business owner who's on the go, who doesn't really have time to get into the weeds.
So again, you've kind of begun the conversation, you know, now. So let's talk about it. What does Render Analytics, what do they bring to the client? And then your new venture, Analytics Box, what does that bring to a client?
So Render Analytics, we are full service. So we work with large companies. I've worked with companies as large as Marriott Hotels, Blue Cross Blue Shield Insurance. But we mostly work with small businesses. As I said earlier, that's kind of my passion. So what do? It might be something as simple as a very high-level consultation about, you know, how that small business can leverage data analytics within their very specific use cases. It might be full data architecture build-outs, so we can actually set up your environment so you can have reporting dashboards or deep-level insights so you can actually drive business decisions with it. So it really is the full gamut, depending on the sophistication of the customer going into it.
Wow. And let's talk a little bit about you and Render Analytics. You yourself are an entrepreneur. You worked in corporate America, and then you came back and started your own business. Talk about kind of that transition from working in corporate America to starting the business.
Yeah, sure. So I was in New York City, as I had mentioned earlier. I was working in a Big Ten company in the Empire State Building, and on paper, everything seemed good. You know, I was making a lot of money, but it wasn't really passion work. And I had started on the side. I had a couple of small businesses that needed help, and it was sort of, it kind of started just for fun. You know, I was going to help them, set them up, and one thing led to another, and they really got a lot of value out of my help, and I realized, wow, I really enjoy this. So I just kind of started putting myself out there on websites like Upwork, LinkedIn, and some business just started kind of coming my way. And then COVID rolled around, and at first that was very tough. But actually, a lot of people decided that was the opportunity to start their side hustle or their small business,
right.
And actually became an opportunity. And from there, it's really taken off in the last year.
Well, one of my test questions in my entrepreneurship class is, what's the single most important characteristic of an entrepreneur? And it's the ability to recognize opportunity. So congratulations, you've done it. Where are you located? Where is Render Analytics? Where's your base camp? Where are you headquartered?
I actually just moved back to Orlando, Florida. So as it turns out, I'm in my hometown right now. But we service everyone in the country. We have clients in North Carolina, New York City, California. So don't feel limited. If you want to know my services, feel free to reach out. Happy to help.
Yeah. So again, I I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You know, Google loves list. So let's talk about, give us the top five things that a small business really should be focused on in terms of data analytics. I mean, what should they be focused on?
I would say the first thing they should do is optimize their website. And I would do that by setting up, it's a free tool called Google Analytics. Anyone can use it. I promise I don't work for Google. I'm not promoting them here. But you could set that up on your website and track all of your key metrics there for absolutely free. So it's a zero cost investment. That would be the first thing I would do if I was a small business. The second thing I would do is start looking at, as you had mentioned, social media presence. And then paid ads through both social media platforms and on Google. So Google Ads, Facebook Ads, Instagram, et cetera. and I would begin tracking that data. And the way I would leverage that information is it would be purely about how to most effectively target my top potential customers. So it would be all about understanding who's actually responding well to my ads, who's engaging on my website once they've actually hit it, who's making purchases or converting. And based on that, can I specifically target those users? So my marketing dollar goes farther. After that, you can really start, once you start getting momentum and you can really invest in data analytics, there's a lot of things you can do. I would definitely start building some reporting dashboards just so I can monitor the health of my business, whether that means sales or revenue or customer growth or, you know, things on the other side of the business, you know, partner relationships. I would start collecting data about my customers, email, address, things like that. You know, obviously that's not always the easiest thing to do. If you can get a user to sign up an account on your website, that can go a really long way to understand who they are more.
Right.
I can keep going if you'd like.
Well, let's go back to a couple of what I want to ask. What about something as basic as a survey? So does that obviously drives data, but how effective is that? So I've come in your restaurant or I've come in your store, I've shopped, I've purchased, and then you send me a survey. How effective is that in helping the business understand their market?
Well, I've got a perfect example. So I had a client once who they wanted to understand how they can improve their call center experience. We were analyzing their survey results, and we found that people hated to use their call center. I personally, I've never had a good call center experience in my life, so right. I empathized. And we were able to, being able to use data analytics, we were able to actually identify that there was a direct correlation between the tenure of the call representative and the score on the survey results. So using survey data right there, we were actually able to identify that in order to improve customer experience, which we were able to prove led to higher customer retention. If we brought in more experienced call center reps and did a better job of keeping the existing call center reps, it actually raised the overall scores, which in turn raised retention, which in turn raised revenue. So that would be a perfect example of how we leverage data using surveys.
And, you know, I'm an old guy. So, you know, some of this stuff is a little complex and foreign for me. But, you know, I've seen it work. And when you talk about the paid ads on Facebook and the other platforms, I don't think we're really talking about huge investments, are we? We had a conversation the other day that, I don't know, you know, 5 years ago to be effective, you had to spend $30,000 a month. Now it's, you know, $3 a day or something.
Yeah.
I mean, talk a little bit about where pricing has gone on all this, and small businesses can get engaged in this now, right?
Right, absolutely. You can be in the game for $100 a month or less, really. Especially on Google Ads, it's kind of proven right now that Google Search has a higher site conversion rate than any social media platform. So I always tell people start there. And yeah, you could throw $100 into Google and you're paying per click, right? So if people aren't even clicking on your ads, then you're not even having to pay anything.
Right.
So it's actually really, I don't want to say it's zero risk because they might go to your website and quit immediately, but you're basically paying for them to already get to your website. So it's really great.
Wow. And then let's talk about, you know, you talked about all the things that your company Render Analytics can do. And I don't know what, you know, and we don't want to get into pricing here because I realize it's probably all, you know, depends on the size of the company, what you want to do. But I mean, you know, there's so much value in this. I can't imagine a company not wanting to make at least some reasonable investment in working with you. At least, is there a starting point with Render Analytics? Do you do kind of like we'll do an overview, a review of where you are today, and give you an action plan? And then here's the proposal, and you can choose whether you move forward or not. Is that kind of how an initial engagement works with your company?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're a small business, you'll get a free first meeting, and we'll consult you entirely. Even if you don't go with us, we'll tell you what we recommend, what we would do if you hired us. So that, I think a lot of people see value in that. And often, sometimes people will say, that's great advice. And they go off and they don't listen. They do it themselves. And stings a little bit also.
That never happens to us at the SBDC, Charles. No, never. So that leads into the most important question. How does one get in touch with you, Charles, at Render Analytics?
You can reach out to me at render-analytics.com. There's plenty of ways to reach out to set up a meeting there. You can also go on, again, analyticsbox.net. That's another way to get in contact with me. Either of those websites work. I'm happy to shout out my personal email address as well. You can reach out to me at charlesrenderconsulting@gmail.com.
Okay. And again, I just don't think this can be stressed enough. And I think the, you know, I think one of our guests, we talked about it, how the time, you know, for a business to move into digital marketing kind of accelerated. You know, we're now 10 years ahead of schedule. You know, this without the pandemic, we wouldn't be moving this quickly. But I think a lot of businesses realize that we're either on the web or
you're dying.
Yeah. So I mean, is it really that critical and that serious? For a small business?
I was in someone else's breakout session yesterday, and they said you could either be online or brick and mortar. And then she corrected herself. Actually, if you're brick and mortar, you have to be online.
Right.
I think that's true. You know, certain niche businesses can still survive without an online presence, but it's rare.
Wow. Okay.
Those days are over.
Yeah. So at some level, even the smallest, you know, downtown merchants have really got to, and is there some value in people's coming together as a group of businesses, say a location, a downtown area, a historic downtown? Are there opportunities there to group up and market the entire area? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that small businesses working together, you know, can really help everyone involved. If you're talking about physically people being grouped together, I mean, I think that's kind of the point of incubators and accelerators right now, right? Is that you put a bunch of small businesses that are somewhat related together and hope that there's some synergy there.
All right. Okay. Charles, extremely important issue for small businesses today. It's Charles Render of Render Analytics, and Analytics Box is the new startup. And it's all about supporting and helping and advising and coaching businesses in engagement in digital marketing. Did I summarize that? Is that pretty much what you're about?
Absolutely. It's about helping small businesses sort of get over the hump, the barriers to entry within the data analytics space, and really be able to leverage data analytics for free or for very cheap. In a really effective way, in a way that's not technical. I think that's really important. A lot of people, they don't need to understand the statistics that's powering things in the background. They need to be able to understand the useful insights as a result of those statistics. It's trusting the numbers, essentially.
Right. And the small business uses that information to better serve their customers and potentially increase revenue for the business. I mean, and like you said, that's the whole point of this.
Absolutely. And if you looked on Analytics Box, you'd read the insights. You wouldn't even think that you're reading statistics, right? The insight might be, you know, this page on your website is losing a lot of traffic. We recommend you make these changes to improve it. You know, and there's nothing technical about that.
Right. Okay. Important stuff. So one more time as we close up here, Render Analytics. How do we get? And again, want to stress. Obviously, you can work with anyone virtually. This is not a situation where you've got to be face-to-face. I mean, you can go in and analyze someone's website, analyze what they're doing on Facebook. You can see all of that from your desk in Orlando.
Absolutely. If you want to meet in person, you're in Florida, happy to do so, but you never have to meet me if you don't want.
No, but we want to use you.
Yes.
We want to use the service. So one more time as we close up, how do we get in touch with you, Charles?
You can reach out on render-analytics.com or analyticsbox.net, or you can reach out to me at charlesrenderconsulting@gmail.com.
Okay. And Charles has agreed to help Small Biz Florida go viral. So you just who knows where we'll be here on our little podcast after Charles gives us some advice in the world.
Too kind.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
And with that, again, don't make a move. There's a lot more to come here on the last day from the Small Business Leadership Conference here in Orlando.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.